HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and travel around Colorado. Last week, I had the opportunity to visit History Colorado during Media Day. I am very impressed with what they have done at this facility, and I have blogged about it, so be sure to check out the museum section on HeidiTown.com. History Colorado officially opened this past Saturday, so plan to visit this new Denver landmark this summer. This weekend, May 4th through May 6th, is also Cinco de Mayo, or the 5th of May. The Mexican holiday is often thought to be Mexican Independence Day, but that's not true. It actually commemorates the Battle of Puebla, which took place in Mexico on May 5th, 1862. This year is the 150th anniversary of the battle. So why is this holiday so widely celebrated in the United States? Well, much like St. Patrick's Day, it has become a commercial boom for liquor companies and restaurants. However, I don't want to undermine the holiday's significance as a celebration of Mexican culture, and there's no better way to see this in action than at Denver Cinco de Mayo in Civic Center Park. This is the 25th Denver Cinco de Mayo, and the two-day fest is the largest of its kind in the United States. Families can immerse themselves in Mexican culture, including dance, music, crafts, and of course, lots of deliciously tempting food. Get all the info at CincoDeMayoDenver.com. Here in Fort Collins, I mentioned last week that there will be a high-end Cinco de Mayo artisan show in the Agave Room above the Rio Grande restaurant on Cinco de Mayo. The show runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and art lovers and collectors shouldn't miss it. The Northern Colorado Cinco de Mayo Festival runs Friday through Sunday, with events happening in various venues, but mostly at the Northside Aslan Community Center and Heritage Park. For the schedule, go to FortCollinsCincoDeMayo.com. Lots of towns and neighborhoods around Colorado will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo, so there is probably an event near you. As I mentioned last week, this weekend is also the Estes Park Duck Races, more at epduckrace.org, and the 74th Annual Music and Blossom Festival in Cannon City. Details at ccblossomfestival.com. And don't forget, it's First Friday Art Walk in communities from Fort Collins to Pueblo to Steamboat Springs. So use it as an excuse to leave the kids with a sitter, grab some dinner downtown with your honey, and enjoy some art and culture. And now for our planning ahead section. And please note, I'm going to start telling you about events well ahead of time so that you can plan your summer travel calendar. Mother's Day weekend has several events that mom will love. First, on May 10th through the 12th, it's the 9th Annual Montrose Wine and Food Festival. The event includes cooking demonstrations, entertainment, and of course, lots of wine. Learn more at montrosewinefestival.com. Also Mother's Day weekend, it's the Downtown Art and Jazz Festival in Grand Junction, which is breathtakingly beautiful at this time of year. Listen to jazz by local and national artists, watch artistic demonstrations, and shop artisan booths. Go to downtowngj.org for details. There are two festivals on the third weekend in May that are worth the gas money. The Wild Wild West Festival in Pueblo is an event with a national televised bull riding competition at the center of it all. If you like cowboys, don't miss it. It's put together with families in mind, so find out more at wildwildwestfestival.com. And last up, in the planning ahead section, you've probably heard of this festival before because it has received national and international attention. Mike was a famous chicken that was said to have lived without his head for 18 months. Okay, it's sort of gross, and today I think it would be considered animal cruelty, but in the mid-40s, Mike became a celebrity simply by not dying when his head was chopped off. I'm not sure how long the fine folks of Fruta, Colorado have been celebrating poor Mike, but I'm told that attending Mike the Headless Chicken Festival is a no-brainer. Ha ha. Anyway, this year's event is May 18th and 19th, and to learn all about this wacky celebration of a headless chicken, go to MikeTheHeadlessChicken.org. On that note, if you missed anything on today's show, I post the transcripts every week at HeidiTown.com, including hyperlinks to website addresses. As always, I would encourage you to join the town's block party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB, and follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown. You can also circle the town on Google+. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I will see you online, and quite possibly at a festival near you.
Well, that's today's segment, Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.